Yo, this is Chingo Bling, and you're checking out the Dana Cortez Show, the number one morning show in the world and Mars.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast begins now.
I'd like to welcome Dr. Badam from the University Health System in San Antonio. She is a wounds and hyperbaric physician, and she's here to talk to us about masks. Are they really helpful? Welcome to the Dana Cortez Show, Dr. Badam.
Hi, Dana. This is Manju Badam. This is Dr. Badam. How are you?
Dr. Badam, how are you?
I am doing just fine. How are you all doing?
We're doing well. We're safe and healthy, and I hope your family is the same.
Yes, we are. Truly thankful to God for that.
Yes, absolutely. And I want to thank you for taking, you know, the time to talk to us again. We wanted to call on an expert. Dr. Badam is very, very... Tell us what kind of doctor you are and your history real quick, just so everybody knows you're legit.
I understand. Absolutely. So I'm trained in internal medicine and board certified in wounds and hyperbarics as well. So I have been in practice since more than 15 years. I'm a medical doctor. I'm a critical care doctor, and I practice wounds and hyperbarics. What it means is when anybody have a chronic wound, whether it's diabetic or due to kidney failure, or it can be a simple trauma but non-healing because of your underlying medical conditions, I do help them by advanced wound care procedures like debridements and, you know, skin cell, artificial skin grafts, or split skin grafts, which is a little bit more of medical terminology. I'm sorry to use that. And there is also something called hyperbaric medicine. What it is it's a chamber where the patient goes inside the full body and
right.
You breathe 100% oxygen at a higher pressure, like at least 2 to 2.5 pressure than the normal atmospheric pressure, and it helps you attain more than 100% oxygen. You know, it's more oxygen to your tissues than breathing at normal pressure, and that helps heal these non-healing chronic wounds in a very short period of time.
Well, I love that because, I mean, we've made such an advance in medicine when it comes to that. And I'm sure you've been able to help a lot of people. You talked about underlying issues. I'm sure you see a lot of patients with diabetes even. You know, in the past, it was
exactly.
Just, hey, we're going to just have to cut this part of your body off. And maybe now we have a choice, right? We might be able to heal that part of the body instead of just amputating.
You're so right. With this advanced wound care and hyperbarics, we have prevented several amputations. Patients can keep their toes, keep their feet, keep their limbs. As a matter of fact, there are cases where I have seen patients with finger ulcers, and they were healed with this
wow.
Hyperbaric medicine. And it's amazing how patients, you know, on the day when they are healed, they are so happy because they don't have to go for amputation and any more bandages. You know that feeling? It's just amazing feeling, and you know, it kind of gives me happiness.
Well, it gives me happiness, and I'm glad you took the time to do this. So we are trying to convince people to wear masks as often as they can, but I really wanted to talk to you about, you know, all of the, I guess, rumors we see on Facebook. This works, this doesn't work. One of the questions I have for you is, should I wear gloves out in public? We do a Facebook Live job fair every day, you know, on our show page, Dana Cortez Show. And we've been told you should be wearing gloves, but I don't know that that's right. Should I wear gloves if I'm out in public?
So, you know, it's a very tricky question, but I'll answer you in a simple understanding ways. Using your ungloved hands and then washing them often is the best bet for the typical tasks of everyday life. Skin is really great. If you touch your palm, it has a hydrophobic covering. It's thick, it's waxy, and it repels moisture. What it means is when you're touching objects or touching things, it kind of attracts to the palm. It keeps it that way. And when you wash it off thoroughly, your hands are clean and there is no more virus or bacteria on your hands.
Okay.
On the other hand, on a daily activities, like for example, you're going into the grocery store or supermarket and you're worried about these disease-causing viruses or bacteria. And let's say, for example, you wear gloves and you go inside, you're touching many, many things. You're touching your, you know, cart, and then in between you get a phone call. and you have a smart key. And yes, somebody said, oh, exactly.
Yeah,
what
right.
do you do? Answer the ARDG automatic. You're like, your instinct is you immediately pick up your phone. And I don't know whether your smartphone is capable of taking the glove or not. And now you're removing the glove and you're touching the screen and you're forgetting one thing. You haven't washed your hands.
That's right. Because you wore that glove. You think you're protected, but you're not.
You are so right, Dana. So that gives a false protection emotionally or mentally. We are thinking, oh, you know what, I had gloves on, but that's a false protection. Now you're touching your personal belongings. And also, I don't know about you, but when I have my gloves on for longer period, like more than a few minutes, I feel like my scalp is itchy and my back of my neck is, I have no idea why. And I have in common population as well.
Okay, so wash your hands just like everybody says. The second question is, do masks really help? Are they really going to help?
Yes, but listen to me. Please listen to me carefully. When you're in public, my first recommendation still is maintaining safe physical distancing, right?
Okay.
That being said, at least 6 feet apart. But if you are in a situation that you're going into public, again, for example, grocery store or workplace or park, then you may be in a situation where you may not be able to maintain that 6 feet distance. Then, yes, absolutely, wear the cloth masks or bandanas. In fact, CDC has released some guidelines, and many cities, it's actually implemented, made mandatory to wear these bandanas or masks to protect others from you, and also you protecting you from the others.
So do I need a medical grade mask, though? I can't find, you know, a lot of people are like, well, I can't find a medical grade mask with a filter, but you just said the CDC has new guidelines, so do I have to have a medical grade mask?
So medical grade mask, it's just like gloves. You really need to know meaningful way of wearing it and also removing it. If you don't practice the safe technique or the correct technique, you're basically exposing yourself to this disease. For example, okay. You have a medical grade mask in your hands, like an N95, that's a common word that everybody is using. But without washing your hands, you're touching the mask everywhere, and because you don't know how to put it on, and you put it on and you're constantly touching it at the bridge of your nose or the forehead or the head. Again, you know,
you're spreading everything everywhere.
Yeah, like that one face.
You see the governor who put it on upside down?
Yeah.
I did see that. That's another thing.
I have been, you know, I'm witnessing some people walking on the streets, and they actually have their mask on their mouth, their nose exposed. And I'm like thinking to myself, this person just wasted a mask.
They don't even know what they're doing. So just wear something to cover the face because you want to protect yourself. But it's mainly to protect others. If you're asymptomatic, you're not going to be spreading coronavirus. And that's what we're trying to prevent, the spread of COVID-19.
You are so right. You're basically, you know, you don't know, you and I don't know if we are asymptomatic carriers. And that's the reason why we all are asked to wear these cloth masks or simple surgical masks. Just so if, let's say, God forbid, you have a sneeze, it's contained within your mask.
Well, I think, too, for me personally, it makes more sense. We have a friend who's making cloth masks. And there is an area for filter. You can buy filters from her. But I was like, I can just wear this to the store, throw it in the washer, and use it again over and over. I can't afford to be buying these medical grade masks. This is a great alternative. And I feel safe. My husband feels safe. He's the only one that goes into the grocery store with the mask. If I have to go do something, I wear the mask. But I think that's the only way. Now, how do you feel about normalizing masks? I know a lot of other countries have been wearing them for a very long time. Automatic, you DJed in Singapore, and you said when you went there, a lot of people, this was,
well, in
2 years
ago. Yeah, in Asia, it's been common for a long time.
They were wearing masks. He said, well, everybody's wearing masks. Is that something that we should consider here in this country?
For now, yes. Until this COVID-19, you know, incidence is much lesser and we have a treatment plan, we have a preventive plan, we have a vaccine in hand. Until we have a concrete plan of action, I would personally suggest make a habit of wearing this cloth bandanas, and you're absolutely right. Wash them and use them again.
Yeah, why would you buy these masks that, you know, they, if you're using the same mask over and over again, that's meant to be thrown away, that, you know, a doctor or nurse wears, it's probably full of God knows what. But now, you know, it's not good anymore.
Exactly. You're absolutely right on that. And, you know, unfortunately, at this point, we have not reached to a point where we can confidently tell public that, hey, you can go to public places without anything. You know, we are still working on the treatment plan. We are still working on protocol, how to treat these patients. So until then, it's better to continue social distancing, avoid going to places if it is not necessary. And, you know, grocery stores, only one person per family is required or necessary to go into the stores. Avoid taking these little children into the grocery stores when they are, you know, touching everything. And poor thing, they don't know that they are not supposed to touch. And they are little, you know, young children. They don't know.
And we don't want them to get sick or infect someone else if they're asymptomatic. Dr. Badam, thank you for taking the time once again. We appreciate you and
appreciate
your expertise.
That.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, doctor.
It's always a pleasure. Thank you, DJ Automatic and Anthony A.
We love you. Bye.
Me too. Stay safe, you all.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.
My heart is aching for this woman who sent me a message about her boyfriend. It's what guys think, and guys, I need the answer. And I know every woman has probably felt this. It's a Dana Cortez show. I'm Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A.
All right, so, you know, she's 28 years old. Been with this guy for 4.5 years.
All right.
Since they were 23. Now they're 28. They broke up. Each of them decided, look, it's not working out. Okay. It's not going well. They each decided. However, she's devastated. She's in tears. She can't get over it. She wants to talk to him every second of the day. She's like, look, I know it's not going to work out, but this guy doesn't even care.
Did she tell you why it didn't work out?
She just said they grew apart. You know, they were fighting all the time, and they're not good for each other. They both agree.
All right, let's back it up a little bit and unpack it. I think this breakup doesn't sound mutual at all.
No,
if it's
it doesn't.
Mutual breakup, not one person is devastated and the other person is moving on. Sounds like he said, let's break up, and she didn't have nothing else to deal with it. So I think the first step towards this whole healing process for her is to identify he broke up with me.
I think the first step to this whole what guys think is, can I ask the question?
All right, well,
okay.
I feel the exact same way Anthony does.
Well, I need
so
you
far.
To answer the woman's question.
Okay, what's her question?
Ladies, turn your radio up. She's devastated, she's hurt, and he doesn't care. She's like, really? 4+ years of our lives and you've just moved on? You don't give a damn? You out here FaceTiming all your friends, taking shots, having parties while I'm in tears and brokenhearted? I gave up all this time of my life? Do you know, you can't get those years back. You can't get that time back. You gave everything to this man. He's like, moving on.
Well, he's obviously not that into her and hasn't been that into her for a very long time.
So
if he's able to just move on like that, and it sounds like he broke up with her, then
he didn't break up with her. Why is it so hard for you?
A lot of times people don't like to admit when they were broken up with.
Hold on, it was mutual.
If somebody says it was mutual, you got broken up with.
That's not true.
That's not true all the time. But I'm trying to piece my words together. And I want to say something very blunt to her, but I also don't want to hurt her or discourage her.
Well, she's already hurt, so please think about it. Okay, she's already hurting. And yes, DJ Automatic, adults can actually say this isn't working out. We don't need to be together. It does happen. You're right, it does,
but not in this instance.
It is in this instance. Okay, why would somebody who spent 4+ years with a woman, okay, she's deeply in love, but not enough to stay with this man, how could he just get over it? Show no signs of pain at all. Meanwhile, she's like dying not to pick up the phone. She wants to call him. She's like, I'm not going to do it, but I'm watching him. And he's like, he acts like we weren't even together. Mm. How can a man show no emotion after spending 4+ years of his life with a woman? You guys will answer honestly.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.
What guys think? A woman wrote me. She's 28 years old and she's devastated by her mutual breakup with her boyfriend. Two reasons. Number one, she loved him very much. Number two, he doesn't seem to give a damn. Meanwhile, she's hurting every single day. It's the Dana Cortez Show. I'm Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A.
I got emotional off the air because, Otto, you said something that I was like, wait a minute, hold up here. Well, she must have got dumped. That's not true. I remember you and I were friends when I went through my second divorce. We were not together. We worked together, but we weren't together. And when I announced that I was getting a divorce on the air, this was something that this was a marriage I didn't want to be in for over a year. I called my mother every single day for a year in tears every morning driving to work because I didn't want to be married. I still cried at the end of it because you feel like a failure. You feel like I promised this and I'm not going through with my promise. And you care about that person. You're just not in love with them enough to want to be with them. You know what I mean? And that's what this woman is. She's like, I love this man, but not enough to stay with him. He loves me, or I thought he loved me. We mutually broke up. I'm devastated. It takes her everything in her power to not pick the phone up and call him. And she still watches him on social media. She still sees him. And guess what he's doing? Having fun, talking to friends, acting like nothing's going on, taking those FaceTime shots. The man has just pretty much seems to have moved on and not given a care in the world about her.
Men can compartmentalize our emotions.
Break that down, DJ Automatic.
So, as a man, you are not supposed to show your emotions. And especially if you're coming out of a breakup, you got to seem strong. You got to be the man in this situation. And it sounds like that's exactly what he's doing, is trying to show that he's not emotionally hurt by the breakup.
So he's not going to show his friends how he's really feeling.
No, definitely not going to do that.
But she's not hiding it.
Well, she's a woman.
What is she doing? Is she crying on Instagram?
Yes!
Oh, she's really... Oh.
She's putting sad memes.
Let me tell you that she's like, making it easier for him to be broken up with.
Nothing's
her.
More unattractive than desperation.
She doesn't
nothing.
Want him back. Well, okay, let me.
Then why is she crying about it?
Because she wants him to hurt like she's
why?
Hurt.
Oh, okay. Women are so weird.
Yeah, so then she is the issue.
Yes.
She's not the
issue.
She's
crazy. That's what the problem
I think,
is.
Like, she needs. That's a little bit crazy. If you don't want to be with him, but yet you're hurting over him, then you do want to be with him. That's what I'm trying to. I'm saying
okay.
Be honest with yourself.
Stop. Let
first.
Me be honest as a woman. She doesn't want to be with him. She knows.
But
it's
she
over.
Wants him to hurt like her.
Yes, because she's like, wait a minute. I
Get
love
over
you.
It.
I loved you for 4+ years. You and I were together from 23, right out of college to now.
Okay, she
just
to hear
right
this.
Now, and now she's like, you just don't care, so I wasted my time. And she's like, I can't believe he didn't love me like I loved him. It's hard on your psyche. It's hard on your heart.
It's paralyzing rejection. It really hurts. And truth is, I just don't think he loved her that much.
Me neither.
I don't
Sorry.
Think so. I don't think so. He wasn't.
You really believe that?
No, it sounded like it was,
I like the first
it
answer.
It sounds like it was convenient for a
no,
while.
No, I think that you're right. I like your first answer. Your gut instinct was he didn't want to show emotion. Anthony, I have seen you go through a breakup. And behind the scenes, you were a wreck. But on social media, you look like you were having a damn good time. You look like you were just having the best time of your life. And the show suffered. Because of your breakup.
I didn't. Nah, man. My post suffered as well, too.
It did not. Your posts were dope. You were out there partying. So you didn't put no sad memes up. She's showing the world that she still has feelings for him. Not to be back with him, but that this was real love. And it's not going to just be better overnight. And she's just asking, how can a man who was committed for that many years just pretend like nothing ever happened and show no emotion at all?
Because he don't care about you no more. At least not in the way you do. And the way I know about that is because I experienced it. I was you. I've been you. I was you for 2 months. I was the saddest person walking around, but I'm also a man, so I wasn't portraying that on my timeline. So he may be going through it too. He may be going through it. But as a person who seems in your shoes, he just doesn't care about you like
He's
that.
He's moved on.
He's moved on.
You know what, Dana? I'm sorry to let you know. Not all men are Drake.
Six.
We're not going to all wear our emotion on our sleeve. We're not going to all write Marvin's Room. We're just not built that way for the most part.
What guys think is so hard, because I want you to say something else to make her feel better. Like, I want you to say, but you guys are answering honestly.
We're just being honest, yeah.
You know, I want to tell you something, because we've all been there. Whether it was an amicable breakup or not, it's hard. It's difficult, because when you make a promise to someone and you dream at some point of spending the rest of your life with them, it is hard. Whether you want to be with the person or not, you feel like a failure to some extent. And you're letting go of a part of yourself. I promise you, Mama, you're going to be okay in time. Everything heals in time. Ladies, you can always hit us up with your questions. It's what guys think. I know I want to twist the answers, but I'm glad that you always answer honestly. So let's take this conversation to social media, to the timeline, at Dana Cortez on Instagram, Dana Cortez Show on Facebook. We'll be right back.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
One of the daughters of Mexican drug lord Joaquin El Chapo Guzman is working with the cartel to donate corona relief kits to cash-strapped Mexicans? What the? WTF store here at the Dana Cortez Show. I'm Dana Cortez.
Deidre Automatic.
I go by Anthony A.
This report is all over the media, and she's glorifying her imprisoned father by handing out items to those in need in Guadalajara with El Chapo's image on the boxes that contain all the goodies.
They got Chapo face masks, Chapo t-shirts, Chapo bandanas, and they even got Chapo boxes that everything comes in.
I know!
Dude, matter of fact, Chipotle was reaching out to them in regards to marketing. It's like, this is so well branded.
Studio shows Alejandrina Guzman Salazar helping pack the coronavirus relief packages, which include toilet paper, you get the TP, rice, gotta make arroz, sugar, little azúcar.
Are you sure that's sugar?
I'm not, actually. I'm not sure it's sugar. Oil, you know, you gotta have a manteca, cook everything up, and rice and beans. But who put the shovel in there? Why is there a shovel in the box?
And a map to Tucson. What kind of tunnels are they looking at?
Or who are they going to bury?
Oh, hello. Okay. Hold on. Hold on there, DJ Automatic. Okay, so video shows Alejandrina Guzman Salazar also wearing the 701 shirts. Remember the Forbes list?
Yeah,
back
actually,
in the day?
Ironically, El Chapo 701, the 701 number references his ranking on Forbes magazine in 2009 as one of the world's richest people.
The 701st richest man in the world.
That's the money they could track. What about that money that's hidden in the walls?
Man, that must be how they're packing all this stuff up. Where in the world is this woman getting money? So Mexican cartels have been distributing this food to all the people in Robin Hood fashion to try to get them on their side. You know what I'm saying?
No, I get it, yeah.
Yeah.
I would like to view it as the coronavirus is such a serious pandemic that even cartel members are taking a break.
They continue with the branding by saying inside in these nice little handwritten notes, we're working and contributing. It's a great pleasure to visit your homes and give you these Chapo handouts. Signed, Señor 46 Vaquero.
Well, 46 is doing more than 45 is for us.
Check the website out.
Ladyboss701.com.
Maybe you can get a box sent your way. That's your WTF story here on the Dana Cortez Show. Back with more in less than 5 minutes from now.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
We've been told to stay home. We've been told COVID-19 spreads through community contact. You're not supposed to have people at the house. But what if you have a roommate who won't listen to social distancing rules? It's the Dana Cortez Show. One confession. I'm Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A.
This call here is one of the reasons after I had a pretty bad experience with roommates, I never live with anybody again. Listen to this confession.
So I have a quick confession. I'm considering breaking my lease with my roommate. Quick backstory. I'm a mom and my roommate has this boyfriend who I don't know super well. They bring people into the house with everything going on. There's just more traffic than I'm comfortable with.
Well, yeah, we're all supposed to be in, you know, self-quarantine. You're not supposed to bring people over to your house. Oh, as a mom, I completely understand that you're concerned, but have you talked to your roommate? Have you tried to have a discussion?
That's the thing, Dana. I have. I've talked to her more than once. I have a 7-year-old and I have to look out for her best interest. I'm at the point where I'm getting upset about it and she's not even listening.
So you think you want to break the lease and just get out? You're like, I can't do this anymore.
Yeah, for the safety of my daughter more than anything.
Have you thought about telling her to move out?
She's not going to move out.
That brings a good point. But I mean, when it comes down to it and I need to make decisions, I mean, she's not even listening to me right now. You think she's just going to pack up and leave? I have to make the call.
She's obviously confessing this because she's talking about being a mom. She has a 7-year-old. When you break a lease, you know your credit is going
to be ruined. Yes.
It's going to be hard to get a place in the future. But she's trying to weigh all of the options. She's talked to the roommate. She's telling the roommate. Automatically, the roommate's not going to move out.
No, she's probably not. But I mean, at this point, why don't she just fight her? I'm just
Seriously?
Kidding. No.
Is it that big of a deal, though?
Yes, it is a big deal.
How many people, isn't her daughter the bigger worry?
Right? Well, yeah, that's what daughter, she's saying. Yeah.
Her daughter could be getting more people sick, though. Right?
No, her daughter is at home. She's not going to school. She's not going anywhere. The boyfriend
keeps
is coming in and out of the house.
But the daughter is going to be fine regardless. Like, kids are beating it.
Yeah,
so,
but not every kid is beating it.
I don't know if it'd be worth, it doesn't sound like she's too financially in a situation to take the impact of negatively reflecting her credit. I think she's just suck it up. There's really nothing, not much you can do. This sucks.
She can leave. She just said she could leave. How in the world are you going to put your child's life in danger? Well, Anthony doesn't have a child. So that's
why
he's
doesn't know, understand what he's... Yeah.
Yeah, if you were living with your mom, and let's say it was just you and your mom, and me and Automatic kept having people over, wouldn't you care about your mother?
What the f***? So now me and my mom live with you and Automatic?
Yes.
What? No.
Kind of Twilight Zone.
What?
Scenario.
What the hell? And I'm being raised by... What?
Oh, that's a dysfunctional home
right
there.
What's going on,
dude? I was just trying to figure
out. I'm walking out that house.
How can I get you to care about somebody or something? All right, what do you suggest for this woman? And also, have you ever had a bad roommate story? I think all of us are going to be able to share one of those. Hit the phone lines, 833-DANA-SHOW. One Confession continues with you next on The Dana Cortez Show.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
We had a woman call earlier and she said, I'm thinking of moving out because my roommate isn't respecting myself, my 7-year-old daughter, and they're bringing people into the house. She got her boyfriend and partying. It's One Confession time here on the Dana Cortez Show. I'm Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A.
So I suggested to her that she go talk to the office at her apartment, the complex. More than likely, they will allow her to move to another apartment. How do I know this? Because I did the same thing. Mm. I had the same thing happen with roommates. These people were just partying constantly. I had my daughter. It just wasn't working out. And they actually allowed me to move into a one-bedroom inside the complex until that lease was up. And then I moved to a whole other spot.
There you go.
Yeah, she could do that way. You got to ruin your credit. And you could just tell your friend, hey, you keep this spot.
That's,
you
know, perfect. And also now you could use, I mean, I would definitely heighten the fact that we're in a COVID situation to further,
yes,
push that process along.
Absolutely.
And the benefit is you don't have to have any more roommates once you get this done.
Anthony A., you used to have a roommate during your college years.
Yes,
I did. Not so long ago.
Yes, I did.
And he's agreed to talk to us. Austin, welcome to the Dana Cortez Show. What kind of roommate was Anthony A.?
Anthony, he was all right. You know what? He tried. Tried to clean and... He didn't know how to use the products. He tried to, like, he didn't know how to cook, so he would buy the food, and I just cook it for him, or for us, pretty much.
So you have been married, Anthony.
Yeah, it was pretty cool. You know, I was like, he's not too bad.
So he was a good roommate.
Well, I mean, he wasn't there for, like, the first 4 months. He was, like, traveling a lot, so it was like, super nice. And then...
So our apartment became the go-to spot after the club.
Our apartment was, like, a safe haven for, like, partiers.
So I think the final straw for Austin was when he came back home one day after his graveyard shift and found myself and four scantily dressed women passed out on the floor.
Nearly nude women?
Yes, but we were asleep and he had a baby on the way, and I think our lifestyles were drifting opposite ways.
Obviously.
This dude had no consideration for me at all. I was like, it was kind of like the Last Dance, like Michael Jordan and Scottie Pippen. I was like Scottie Pippen. I was ready to bounce already. It was over at that moment.
That must be a guy thing, because you guys are laughing so hard.
It's an ESPN
but
Michael Jordan documentary.
Friends. You're still good friends to this day, correct?
Yeah, we're still good friends. I can only take so much of it, and that's why he lives in a different state. So. It still works.
Now we're going to call DJ Automatic's ex-roommate. It's so bad, he doesn't even want his name aired on the radio. Austin, thank you so much. We got to dial this now. Thank you. Bye.
All right, y'all. Take care.
You too.
Appreciate you, bro.
All right, Automatic, we're calling your roommate, and he says it was so bad, he doesn't want to be called by his own name, like his Christian name.
What?
That's what he told me. He said, do not call me by my name or I won't do this call. So let's dial DJ Automatic's anonymous roommate now. I can't believe he doesn't want us to call him by his name.
That's how bad of a roommate I was.
I can tell you're getting embarrassed.
I'm not embarrassed.
Okay, anonymous ex-roommate of DJ Automatic. How are you today, sir?
Great, thanks.
What kind of roommate was DJ Automatic when you were both in college?
He was bad. Okay. He didn't clean anything. His clothes were always all over the place. He was a bad roommate.
You know what? Nothing's changed. Anonymous ex-roommate of DJ Automatic. Nada. Nothing has changed.
At least I'm consistent, okay?
No. Okay, were there any arguments or fighting? Did any of that ever happen between you two, anonymous roommate of DJ Automatic?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, especially when it came to doing the dishes.
I threw a glass at his head one time.
Where he threw a glass.
He threw a glass at your head?
I don't think he's ever forgiven me for throwing the glass.
No, I haven't forgiven him.
Did he miss, though?
He missed.
Luckily.
And the glass didn't break, so that was a bonus.
And the glass didn't break.
Damn, dog, what kind of little peeny arm you got there, bro?
I don't know if it hit the couch or if it hit the wall, but for some reason it didn't break.
Did you guys ever have a physical fight? Did you touch one another?
He hit me with a freaking broom after that.
He beat you with a broom?
With a broomstick.
Let's treat this two as broomsticks. A referral
company. Was wood, one was metal. He had the metal one, so first time he hit me, it kind of bent and broke, and so he got the wood stick.
And you're still friends to this day.
Yeah, I think we ended up laughing more than anything after that.
Automatic said he never had a roommate after you. Did you ever have a roommate after Otto?
No. Never again.
All right. Thank you so much, DJ Automatic's anonymous roommate, for telling the truth and backing me up, because you know he's a pig. And now everybody else knows.
Bye.
So let's go back to the beginning, right? This woman who has a roommate who won't abide by social distancing and a COVID-19 self-quarantine rules. Look, having a roommate is good financially, but sometimes it just doesn't work out because you're a grown-up with rules that another grown-up is trying to give you that you might not agree with.
I never had another roommate again after I met.
Nah, I've never had another roommate either.
Did I just say his name?
Oh, sorry, dude.
We'll be right back with more of the Dana Cortez Show. Let's continue this conversation online. Dana Cortez Show on Facebook, at Dana Cortez on Instagram.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Dear Dana, I'm currently with a woman who's still legally married. That's how this message began. Welcome to the Dana Cortez Show. I'm Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A.
So here's the rest of the message. He goes on to say, I just got out of prison after spending 19 years there. I've been out for almost 2 years. This woman has issues. She also has a child, and she's been in a couple of bad relationships. Now she has trust issues because of them. I've been faithful, and I'm getting tired of this up and down emotion that she seems to have all the time. I met her on Facebook. We've been together off and on for 6 months, and she keeps saying that he won't give her a divorce, and she doesn't want to drag her 2-year-old through the courts. What do I do? I can't even look at another woman without her accusing me of cheating, and she does have a nasty temper. What is your advice to this man? Automatic, you're throwing your hand up. Go ahead,
sir. He already did 19 years of hard time. Why is he trying to do more? Oh, come on. Why would he want to even live with that woman? He already served his time. Get out, homie. Go find you a new one.
Okay, that's it.
You're doing... That sounds like hell. I mean, he's probably ready to go back to prison.
Tell me how you really feel, DJ Automatic. Anthony A., do you have something else to contribute?
Well, on that note, too, I think Mandela also did his time in prison and then immediately got divorced once he got out. So
Nelson Mandela.
That's a fact.
You guys are you being serious?
I'm being serious. I'm dead serious. Yes. If that woman is that bad, he's already served his debt to society. He doesn't need to serve it to this woman.
My first piece of advice with messing with any married woman, right, is that you better be ready to fight. Now, being that this guy has done 19 years in prison, I'm pretty sure he has that base covered.
Okay.
So, going forward, with everything else being said, I'm like, dog, you got to kind of be careful for what you're signing up for. Like, Automatic it's funny, it's right, but you've been locked up, you know, for a majority of your adulthood. Do you want to be with another person who's going to try to confine you for stuff that you're not doing anything wrong?
Okay.
There's nothing wrong he's doing.
Automatic and Anthony A., you made a lot of sense, but it's not called Dear Automatic and Anthony A., it's Dear Dana. So I'll come back with my final thoughts next on the Dana Cortez Show.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
If you just turned the Dana Cortez Show on, we do a segment called Dear Dana, and I take messages from Instagram, Twitter, or Facebook, and this is how this message began. Dear Dana, I'm currently with a woman who's still legally married. Oh, it gets even deeper. Welcome to the show. I'm Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A.
So he goes on to say, you know, first of all, she's still legally married. I just got out of prison after spending 19 years there. I've been out for almost 2 years. This woman has issues. She also has a child. And she has a lot of trust issues because of these bad relationships. I'm faithful, but I'm getting tired of this up and down. She's so emotional. I met her on Facebook. We've been together off and on for 6 months. She keeps saying her ex won't give her a divorce. She doesn't want to drag her 2-year-old son through the courts. And I think she's just hanging on to him as a security blanket. I can't even look at anyone else. She accuses me of cheating. She has a nasty temper. What do I do? Automatic, your advice was?
Leave her. You already did your hard time. There's no reason to continue it.
Anthony A., your advice was?
You got to check her about the, like, because you're saying that he's not allowed to, like, look at other women, right, is what you're saying?
Yeah, every time he looks at another woman, she flips out. I mean, we're human. People don't look.
I would definitely address that stuff because that's, like, insecure cheating type of things right there. But I think, like, the marriage stuff is kind of superficial at this point. Like, if the husband's not around and it's not doing anything, then just keep going.
Okay, hold on. She's worried about him looking at other women. Well, she's married to another man. Think about the situation.
Say it. That's what I said. First thing, if she's not divorcing her husband, she doesn't want to divorce her husband. As an expert in marriage, I've been married thrice. Yeah, that's three times. The second time I got a divorce, the man didn't show up to court. I had to sit there for 2 hours. Guess what? You can't stop that divorce. Judge signed off. You serious about it? You don't want to be married? You're done. If you don't want a divorce, you don't get one. If you want one, you get one, period. Second of all, jealousy like that is not okay. And as far as temper, what are we, in high school? What is this, junior high? My goodness, that's crazy behavior right there. So my advice is don't continue with this toxic relationship because that's what it is. Until she's divorced and learns that a solid relationship is built on trust, look, I understand she's been through all these bad relationships. What does that have to do with you? What does any of those choices in her past have to do with you? It makes as much sense as you blaming her for the 19 years you did in prison. Your past has nothing to do with her, and her past has nothing to do with you. And if she can't let it go, let her go.
And I know you're the homie just fresh out of prison, so he may be feeling that there's nobody else out there who's going to want him. So that might be allowing him to tolerate this a little
want
bit.
Want him? All kinds of women are always after the jail, yeah, guys. Have you seen that?
I don't know automatic about that, but I told him. You know, as somebody who had a family member who was in prison for many years, decades, this situation is precarious because he needs stability. He needs to be able to walk that straight path. He's a reformed man. You can't get caught up in something that's going sideways. This is serious. So I wish him the best of luck. That's my advice. Will he take it? He said he'll let us know, so we'll do a follow-up. If you ever need a Dear Dana, hit me up on Facebook, Dana Cortez Show. If you're on IG, send me one of those DMs, at Dana Cortez. We'll be right back.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
My friends have given in to the idea that meeting someone online, FaceTime, even old-fashioned talking on the phone, can lead to a meaningful relationship on the other side of quarantine life. Because one of our girls in our crew has met her new virtual boyfriend. SOS, sick and single. Welcome to the Dana Cortez Show. I'm Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A.
Okay, Automatic, you sound a little disturbed over there.
Well, tell me what exactly is going on.
They met online. And
they met online.
Yeah.
They've never met in person. They're never. Just talking online.
Every day. They like FaceTime? Everything. FaceTime, old-fashioned phone calls. He picks the phone up and calls her. He sent her flowers. They cooked dinner together. She got herself a quarantine boyfriend. However,
I wonder what his wife is going to think about that.
Wife, how are you going to be in quarantine with a girlfriend and your wife?
I don't know. She might want to make sure he don't have a boyfriend.
He does not have a boyfriend. Stop.
Who could a man want to FaceTime you while I cook?
What? Anyway, the thing is that the whole crew now believes that you can find a boyfriend. The problem is this girl found her prince. Everybody else going through a whole lot of frogs. So we're going to play a little game called The Do's and Don'ts of Virtual Dating. DJ Automatic and Anthony A, please step up to the podiums. I'm going to give you a scenario. You will each have a chance to answer, and every man listening gets dating clues from real women. Are we ready to play?
I'm ready.
Number one. Calling her baby, sweetheart, sugar pie, doll face in your first text, FaceTime call or phone call. Yes, no, and why? DJ Automatic, you go first.
No, it's creepy. Why would you tell anybody that when you're first talking to them?
Good answer. Good answer. Now, Anthony A, same question to you.
Are sugar pie and doll face my only options? Or can I reference the great Plies and say, what up, bitch?
No, no, no. DJ Automatic is right. Anything before you get to know her, any kind of pet name is just crazy. creepy. Don't do that on your first virtual date. Number two, sliding into her DMs and asking for nude pics. Yes, no, and why? DJ Automatic, you first.
So this one's a little tricky. It all kind of depends on the vibes, you know. I mean, what does her IG look like? Is she scantily clad in her IG? Is she willing to send out nudes? Because if she is, then you might want to ask for those nudes. But if she's not, it comes off as creepy as hell.
Wrong, wrong, wrong. I don't care if she looks like it. She doesn't want to be asked to send nudes on the first date.
Some girls like to send nudes.
No girl wants to send nudes. And if she's going to, she's going to charge you first. Same question to you, Anthony A. Are you soliciting for nude pics on the first virtual date?
Yes. I'm going to go ahead and quote the great Michael Scott. You miss 100% of the shots you don't take.
Oh my gosh, Anthony, that was a mouthful.
That's what she said.
All right, so when we come back, two more questions in the game we're calling the do's and don'ts of virtual dating. SOS, sickest single inside the Dana Cortez Show continues next.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
SOS, sickest single, we are playing the do's and don'ts of virtual dating. Welcome to the Dana Cortez Show. I'm Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
And I go by Anthony A.
Let me give you the brief synopsis of why we're playing this game. My girlfriends have come to the conclusion, all my single girlfriends, this crew has come to the conclusion that yes, you can find a boyfriend by virtual dating. One of our good friends found a guy, and he's a great person. Unfortunately, everybody else is going through a bunch of frogs. So we put together the do's and don'ts of virtual dating. The first question I asked DJ Automatic and Anthony A, should you call her baby, sweetheart, sugar pie, my queen? What was that you referenced, Anthony A? Nah, no, it's just creepy. Don't do it on a first virtual date. Number two, should you slide into her DMs and ask her for nude pics? Never. And if she's scantily clad, as you said, DJ Automatic, she'll send them after you Venmo her. Whole different conversation, okay? Now, gentlemen, we've come to number three, mentioning the ex and telling her why you're single. Is this a do or a don't? Yes or no, and why, DJ Automatic?
I'm going to go with a hard no. You're not going to bring up the ex anytime within the first, like, I would say first 3 months of dating.
Anthony A?
I'm going to go ahead and say yes, if it comes up naturally in conversation.
You both answered this correctly. Yes, but not too soon. She wants to know. Trust me. But if you come out the gate with that unsolicited information, she knows you're not over her.
I want to throw one more thing in there,
okay,
too.
Anthony?
But please never say, oh, you remind me of my...
Ever.
Don't ever do that. Don't ever.
That's a bonus right there.
And don't ever call her your ex's name
oh
in the bedroom.
Oh, my gosh. That's a whole other topic right there. And the final question, gentlemen. Sending a meat pick before she asks. Yes, no, why? DJ Automatic.
Well, it all goes back to what are the vibes like?
Oh.
No, I'm just kidding. Don't ever send a meat pick. It's creepy as hell.
Anthony A.
No, it's now deemed sexual harassment.
True.
Can you imagine applying for a job and that's on your record? What'd you do? I sent her a pick. You'll lose the job and the girl. SOS Sick is Single. All these tips are up on your social media now. Find them at Dana Cortez on Instagram, Facebook, Dana Cortez Show. We'll be right back.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
We received a one confession earlier, and the lady actually confessed that her roommate keeps bringing over guests to their house, and it's endangering her and her daughter during this COVID pandemic. But is that enough reason to move out? Let's break it down right now. Let's welcome you to Two Dudes.
One Studio.
Yes, sir. The recap segment of the Dana Cortez Show. And that topic right there was our one confession today.
Yeah, it made it a little heavier because of the situation we're in right now with COVID. But at the end of the day, you got to take care of your family and your kids first. So I suggest that she bounce.
And I think all three of us suggested that, right?
Yeah.
And all three of us also, Dana actually suggested that she should speak to the apartment complex?
Yeah, apartment complex. Yeah. So she could just move into a new apartment.
There you go. So that's one option there too. But I mean, hey, man, thoughts going out to everybody partnered up and sharing a cell during this social distancing time in America. But that got us to talking. And as a matter of fact, we called our old roommates. And we learned that automatic really hasn't changed too much.
No, I'm a horrible roommate. I'm not pleasant to live with. Ask my mom. You can ask my my friend is the only roommate I ever had. And then my wife is the only other person I've lived with. And they all have the same story.
We called my friend, and he just wanted to highlight that I do not know how to cook, which was unnecessary. We didn't have to talk about that. But there may be some people out there wondering, am I the problem in this household, or is it my roommate?
So, I came to find out I'm the problem.
So we have three things you should take notice to help you notice if it's you or if it's your roommate. All right. Are you ready for them, automatic?
All right.
Here we go. Number one, if you don't clean, the mess stays there. Look at that, okay? If you don't clean, the mess stays there.
Not when you have a wife.
But if it's your roommate, that's how you, the first sign of knowing that it's your roommate and not you. Number two, this is big, y'all. You're uncomfortable in your own home.
Oh, I'm definitely never been uncomfortable in my own home.
Oh,
definitely, yeah. If I'm not feeling comfortable in my own home,
when I was going through the breakup situation,
oh, that was probably awful.
She stayed there for 2.5 more months after we broke up. I was very uncomfortable.
How do you do that? That's a whole other topic.
That's a whole other topic. That's a whole other topic. All right, and here we go. The final way to notice it's your roommate's fault and not your own is you're thinking about it all the time. Like right now, you're probably fuming at the thought of your roommate's dirty dishes. So if it's consuming you 24/7, if you don't feel comfortable going into your own home, and if you're the only one cleaning up the dirty laundry and dirty dishes, your roommate's the problem.
Well, it's time to move. You know what it is? I moved in by myself. And guess what? I could live with my own stank.
You know what's the biggest... I was going to say the biggest benefit of living alone is you get to be naked whenever you want, i.e. dealing with your own stink.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast. Hey!